Back to school. Yeah, it's on the horizon, folks, so the lazy days of August will soon come to an end. So take your time to smell the sunscreen and make some plans to enjoy yourself before it's time to return to the classroom and the school pickup line. We have some ideas, of course, and this week we're leading with music. The Philadelphia Folk Festival is back this Saturday and Sunday for what they're calling their 59 and a half annual fest. They've unfortunately canceled their in-person event for the second year in a row due to COVID, but their virtual experience includes Zoom campfires and performances from local and international artists. One of them is the incomparable Betty LeVette.
Gonna take dancing lessons, gonna learn to jitterbug rag. I ain't taking no shortcuts, I might even dress and drag. Only a fool here would think it's got anything to prove.
In-person tickets for the fest will be refunded and digital tickets are now on sale. We will have that link on our website, whyy.org/things to do. If you'd prefer to spend your weekend time outdoors, head to Collingswood, New Jersey for their Crafts and Fine Arts Festival taking place on Saturday and Sunday on Haddon Avenue. Expect music, vendors, and family-friendly fun. It's a juried festival, so artists will be competing in multiple disciplines, and there's a quilt exhibit at the Perkins Center for the Arts. It's all free, but don't forget to have your cash or credit card on hand to scoop up some of that art. Who let the dogs out? Somebody in Manayunk did, because they're celebrating Dog Days of Summer with a festival fit for a king. Or a Bailey, or Bella. You know, those are the number one names for male and female dogs. The fest includes a few drink specials for the owners, not the dogs, and a dog clairvoyant who promises to reveal what your dog is really thinking. Now, I would guess that it includes a leash in a park, but who knows? And if you come without a dog, pet adoption agencies will be on site to help you leave with one. It all gets started on Saturday at 11 a.m. on Main Street. Continuing our outdoors theme, the Ardmore Rockin' Ride is this weekend in and around Suburban Square. That's the traffic alert for my Suburban Square loving folks. This is a bike race, a block party, and a music festival. Proceeds will benefit Narberth Ambulance and children's medical causes, so it's a party with a purpose. Musical guests include homeboy Nick Greeley and the Operators.
Assassinated, she was a sexy lady. She had the eye of the crown. Fast or slow, she moved from hot to cold, yeah. She looked but can't be found.
And he's not the only performer in the area this weekend. The legendary Kiss is in Atlantic City for their End of the World tour. They'll be at the Hard Rock Hotel on Saturday at 8, and there are still tickets left. I can't imagine what their makeup budget has been over the years. It's a good thing they've sold hundreds of millions of records. They are one of the top-selling bands of all time. Wilco, they're coming to Philadelphia, along with Sleater-Kinney and Namdi. Wilco's pretty popular on the Tiny Desk series as they've done two concerts for the NPR Fave.
Fell in love in the key of C. You walked along down by the sea.
They'll be at the Mann Center on Sunday, and that show gets started at 7. Now here's something cool. You can make a song request and a dedication for a Wilco song via their website, which we'll have the link to from ours. That means you can say happy birthday, happy anniversary, or send a special message to a loved one. I think that's pretty cool. Just have to pick a good Wilco song for that one. It's a wrap for this week's Things to Do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and we'll be back next Thursday with your weekly antidote to a boring weekend. If you missed anything or want even more options, head to whyy.org/things to do. We'll have some info there on Mainline Restaurant Week, which kicks off on Monday. Whatever you choose to do, live it up this weekend. We'll leave you with a little Bell and James living it up Friday night and Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. Living it up, oh yeah. Friday night. living it up, 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 living it